Taste of Country Nights with Sam Alex.
And earlier, Lady Antebellum's Hillary Scott joined us in studio dishing on Kelsea Ballerini's new music.
Just wait.
Okay, very nice. Are there any surprise guest appearances on her album?
I haven't heard, but she has sent me a couple of songs just because that's our friendship. Like, I'll send her something I just wrote, she'll send me something, and there is not a dud in the bunch.
I know everybody wants you.
Thomas Rhett on Taste of Country Nights. This is Sam Alex, and Joy, what show have you been watching nonstop on Netflix?
I'm addicted to Pretty Little Liars. You can laugh, but I'm not kidding.
And the target demographic for the show is probably a 16 to 20-year-old female. Joey, you're a guy. And how old are you?
36.
Okay. Why not?
One, two, three, four.
Taste of Country Nights. Celebrity gossip and news from Nashville. Now trending with Billy Dukes.
Billy, so you have a list for the top songs of 2016?
So far. We're not going to get too ahead of ourselves, but we've created the top 10
list. It's only April.
Do you have any guesses on which songs might be on the top 10?
I really like a Cole Swindell song to his father. You should be here.
Absolutely. Yep, he made it. Cole checking in at number 5.
Oh, nice.
You want the top 5?
Yeah, let's do it.
Chris Stapleton, Nobody to Blame. Hard to deny that at number 4. John Pardee, Head Over Boots. Not a big hit yet, but a big staff pick.
You're the one I want.
I can listen
to
that song for
all I need. Yeah.
Number 2, Maren Morris, My Church. And number 1, maybe the most important song of this man's career of the last decade plus, Tim McGraw, Humble and Kind.
Ooh, such a good song. And that performance at the ACM, so moving.
It stings your heart. He does. He's good. And he's number 1 so far. Better songs still to come.
Get the full list at tasteofcountry.com. Thanks, Billy.
All right, Sam.
We are Taste of Country Nights with Sam Alex and producer Amber. Do you know where the ultimate place is to go for a jog?
Tell me about it.
Have you ever been to Washington, D.C.?
I haven't.
So you can just walk up to the Lincoln Memorial, where Martin Luther King gave an I Have a Dream speech in 1963, where Forrest Gump talked to Jenny Gump with a reflecting pool. And then you can jog to the Washington Monument, and then there's the White House.
Your weekend was so much cooler than mine. I literally watched New Girl for like 20 hours. That's it.
There's a...
This is who I am.
You can't get enough of Sam and producer Amber? Follow them on Twitter at Sam Alex Radio and at Radio Amber.